Now, the simplest measure of central tendency is what we call the mode. The mode is simply the most common value in the distribution. So going back to the slide we just looked at, remember there were three individuals that scored a 2. So in that case, in that distribution, even though it was skewed all over the place, it was the mode was 2. So in that case, the mode and the median were the same, and the mean was pulled out to the right. So the mode is the most common value in the distribution. Unlike the median and the mean, the mode actually has to be one of the scores in the distribution. Neither the median nor the mean have to correspond to any of our observations. They're theoretical places in this distribution. But the mode is actually a value that has to be there, and it's the one that's there most frequently. Now, unlike the median and the mean also, the mode can be multiple. That is, you can have a distribution that has many points that have the same number of observations. And as long as they form distinct peaks in the distribution, you can have many modes. So we can have distributions that have one mode, and these are called unimodal distributions. We've had bimodal distributions that we talked or at least hinted at last time, and now we'll call them bimodal. And also we can have multimodal distributions. We don't tend to talk about those as often because unimodal and bimodal are more common, but it is potentially possible to have multiple modes in a distribution.